First Peter chapter 2, I want to continue this message that I started last week on momentum. First Peter chapter 2, and I want to go here and I want to start. We've been talking about just, I believe this is a right now word, a word that you need to hear personally. We got to begin to establish and to sustain spiritual momentum in our lives. Very important. So many times we, We get on mountaintop. We have mountaintop experiences with the Lord. We go to camp. We maybe have a great church service. We have a youth rally, and we have these spiritual explosions, flashpoints that begin to come, right? And then all of a sudden, we get this momentum started. All right, we get momentum started, and then all of a sudden, 3 weeks, 2 months, whatever it is. Down the road, we begin to go and we find ourselves not the momentum leaving. We find ourselves dipping back into old habits. We find ourselves dipping back into old ways. And the fire that was once burning bright is not burning anymore. And we got to quit that stuff. Come on, that's been youth ministry for the last 10 years. We have these just flash points, you know. I want to see us begin to have sustaining momentum, a sustaining move of the Spirit in our lives individually and also corporately as a youth ministry, as a church, a sustaining of this momentum. Amen. We ought to be next year at this time, we ought to be farther along spiritually right now than we are right now. That's what we ought to be striving, not because we have to strive to get God's acceptance. We know that. God loves us unconditionally. But I ought to be striving to develop myself spiritually. I ought to be striving to elevate and go to new levels and new realms in God, moving from glory to glory, faith to faith. Amen? In 1 Peter chapter 2, let's look right here in verse 2 and 3. Very good scripture. One of my favorite scriptures. I love it. It says this, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious or that the Lord is good. Now you could be correct theologically if you would take verse 3 and verse 2 and switch them and read it like this. If indeed you have tasted the Lord is gracious, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you grow thereby. It says to desire or to crave. The word desire means a craving. See, I know I've used this illustration so many times with you guys, but I'm going to say it again. There's nothing like a Dairy Queen hot dog.